Welcome back to This Week in the NHL. I'm Sam Rosen. It's time to listen to some great action from around the league right now. And our man Joe Tolleson is always following the bounce of the puck. And this week, his top plays focus on penalty shots.
Here comes Fleck. He skates all the way down the right wing side, drifts over to the slot, makes a move back, and scores! What a move by Tomas Fleck on it.
Picks up the puck at center. In across the Leaf line, Pouliot in on goal. He scores! A backhanded shot by Mark Pouliot, and the Oilers are right back in this hockey game. Bouchard swings wide to the right side, breaks across the blue line. Bouchard moves in, fires, scores! Bouchard on the forehand scores on the penalty shot.
Sam, a league first as the 90-year history of the NHL never saw a single day where three penalty shot goals were scored. It happened when Montreal's Tomas Plekanec, Edmonton's Marc-Antoine Pouliot, and Minnesota's Pierre-Marc Bouchard all beat netminders in the mano-a-mano duel. The calls from Rick Moffitt on CJAD in Montreal, Rod Phillips on 630 CHED Radio in Edmonton, and Bob Kurtz on 830 WCCO in Minnesota. Washington's Alexander Semin wasn't as fortunate when he was awarded a penalty shot against Pittsburgh.
Semin moving right to left. He grabs the puck. He's got the penalty shot attempt going to the net. The right-hander shooter backhands it off the post. Oh, he had Thibault out and done on the parkway, but he couldn't finish it, and he looks to the heavens as he knew he made the play he wanted to make. But it rung up the pipe as Big Ben struck one.
Mike Lang on the Penguins Hockey Network as Jocelyn Thibault made the stop, and Pittsburgh extended its streak of consecutive games with at least 1 point to 16. Well, that streak ended in the Pens' next outing, but not before another NHL first.
It comes all the way around to Recchi. Mark Recchi of the Pens to Crosby, shooting the puck off the right leg. Rebound, Malone scores! He got the hat trick! He got a second quack, and the Penguins lead 5-4. Oh, up in the Cordoba, baby. We're going bowling. It is Ryan Malone with a hat trick.
Mike Lang again as Ryan Malone completed his second career hat trick, both against the Islanders. But what makes this one unique is Malone scored in the first minute of each period. That's never happened before. Unfortunately for the Pens, Mike Sillinger scored in the last minute of the third.
Here come the Islanders on the counterattack. Hilbert to Sillinger. Missed shot. He scores! 26 seconds left in regulation. Mike Sillinger gives the Islanders the lead.
Steve Mears on Bloomberg Radio in New York as Sillinger won it for the Isle 6-5. A stellar performance by Boston goalie Tim Thomas.
Caberlet forcing the issue, pinches in to keep it in. Puck loose, Caberlet wrist shot and a save made by Thomas off the right shoulder. Gill up ice, now Battaglia 2-on-0 short-handed, and Battaglia stopped by Thomas with a glove save. In behind the net, Ponikarovsky looking to feed it in front, Sundin, a shot and a glove save by Thomas.
Dave Gosher on WBZ News Radio 10:30 in Boston as Thomas made 44 saves in the 3-0 blanking of Toronto. It's the most saves in a shutout in the league this season and just the Bruins' second shutout of the Leafs in 25 years. Finally, overtime has not been kind to the Panthers as they had gone 0-11 in the extra session, but Nathan Horton ended the skid when he beat Tampa Bay's Johan Holmquist 29 seconds into OT for a 5-4 final. Craig Minervini and Randy Moeller had the call on WQAM in Miami.
Weiss comes in across the line. Weiss goes in for Bowman, so chops over to shot. Horton save, rebound in front, it's still loose. Horton scores, and the Panthers win it. The Panthers win the game in overtime.
Ah, the curse is over.
Sam, plenty of thrilling moments and milestones. It's all part of following the bounce of the puck.
Thanks very much, Joe. As usual, some great highlights from around the NHL. Still ahead on this week's show, Washington Capitals All-Star Alex Ovechkin will join us. And coming up next is our hockey insider, Bob McKenzie.
The fact that it hasn't happened yet tells you that the price is a little high, and then it becomes a question of whether that price drops the closer you get to Tuesday.
This week in the NHL on Westwood One continues after this.